coming up next, I will be joined in the studio by my second one, by my second guests of the night. It's Sabiba. We're going to start off with a track of theirs from their album Mudslide. This is Cardigan Scan.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
The sound of Sabiba here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of theirs was called Cardigan Scan. And Sabiba, join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Rightio, come closer to you, a bit closer to your mics, please, so we can hear you in.
Testing.
Okay, Mark.
Testing.
Shoppers.
First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I am Natan Knight.
What do you do in the band, Natan?
I try to sing and play guitar.
And I'm Adam, I play the drums, and I'm just generally great.
He is, listeners.
And I'm Lawrence, and I play the bass guitar.
Rightio, welcome to Phoenix FM, but I could technically say welcome back to Phoenix FM.
As a different guys.
Yeah, we got lost. We went to the old building before here.
So. Oh dear, I had a nasty feeling you might have done that.
Yeah.
Right. Right, yeah. Yes, as you can tell, it's been a bit manic so far tonight in the studio.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not every day you get a random email on 2 days before your show asking if you can at the last minute have a Pink Floyd tribute band in.
That's
so
cool.
So yeah, so I do thank you for your patience so far tonight.
Money, yeah. Hell yeah,
it sounded great.
It sounded cool.
It could have been worse. You could have had a Spice Girls.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have bolted for the door, Nick.
Yes,
if I'm blatantly honest with you.
If I hadn't beaten you to it first.
Yeah, and then locked the door. Exactly.
Yes, possibly. Right, yeah, because of course you were with us way back in September 2011.
Oh my God!
back when we were still in our old studio, and you were known as the Human Soundtrack.
Yeah, that was kind of like our other selves.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had split personalities.
Alter egos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back because that is like my withdrawn self. Now it's my goofball self.
Righto.
Yeah, sort of thing. Actually, no, we're all goofballs. I'm going to speak for all of us. We are goofballs.
Well, you can speak for yourself.
Yeah. All good. Rock and roll.
Perfect. Right, well, we're going to get you to make use of your instruments in just a moment, but first of all, I think the first thing we should do is should we hear another track off the album?
Yeah,
go for it.
What track should we listen to?
Give to Me.
Okay. Here is Sabiba.
No, we're not that.
I was gonna do it at least once tonight, so at least I've gotten it out of the way.
It's all good.
And so here is Sabiba and Give to Me here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
All the balls.
That was Sabiba here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Give to Me, and it is from their album Mudslide. How can people get their hands on the album?
If you go to the website, sabiba.co.uk, you can just drop us a line from there. We're running a competition tonight, so we're looking for the next 20 people to text in with the correct answer. We'll get a free T-shirt and CD. Just text in your correct answer and your name and address to this question. All right. Well, it's basically fill in the blank. Okay. So the blank is blank a doodle do. Say that again. Blank a doodle do. Text in now with the correct answer and your name and address.
The text is 0777-9298-298. That's 0777-9298-298. You can also email us radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to. To tempt you further, they're going to do a track for us live in the studio now. What song are you going to do?
Song off album called One More Chance.
Excellent. We played this one a few times on the show.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't actually realise that. That's made me smile even more.
That'll get our royalties.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes.
We love you, Nick. It's okay.
You're welcome. The feeling is completely and utterly mutual.
Cool.
This, take it away.
So it's like taped down version, a little bit of grunge.
Excellent.
You guys are awesome.
Aren't we all just? That was the sound of Sabiba here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM live in the studio. That track of theirs was entitled One More Chance. Now, under all these guises that you've been going, yeah. And I think listeners have pretty much got the idea that there's several different bands with you all in. How long have you been existing as Sabiba?
I kicked Sabiba off back in 97, if you can hear me, 97. Yeah, I kicked the band off back in 97. I started writing like my songs. I say writing off songs off the top of my head, probably about 95. And I was playing a lot with myself before I got in a band.
For want of a better term,
yeah, if you know what I mean. I love this talk. This is great. That's cool.
Giving the listeners a hint for the answer.
Yeah, that's a hint there. It's like subliminal messaging.
Now you realise why we waited another 2 years before we had them in again.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was fun. But yes, I will. Sorry. No, yeah. So yeah, and then like there was a first incarnation to be able with some guys, and it was cool. And I was still finding my feet, and that didn't work out. And then I was solo for a while, and yeah, that's cool because I learned how to do songs in my head by myself, if you know what I mean, like rhythm wise and melody. And then I met Lawrence. Like, that's sort of a college, and we had like a couple of things going.
We had a bit of a thing going on.
Yeah, we did. It's really cool. And that was like my, that was like second incarnation to be. But then he had to go and do some stuff with uni and that, and it sort of went astray. And I was solo again. And then in 2003, I met Adam.
Hey.
And it was like
You sound really cool. You're quite far away there, Adam.
Sorry.
Yay!
Actually, it was 2002. It was actually November 2002.
Yeah, 2002. We got together.
Yeah.
We've been jamming ever since.
Ever since. Hell
and
yeah.
We met back up with Lawrence again.
Exactly. You can always tell a good drummer when you play a song and he writes the drum track already in his head, and I was like, oh yeah, it's good.
I just spank it. And
there's a rule to this band. You've got to like sort of grunge music and punk rock and ethics like that. And
and naked chicks.
Yeah, so that's a bonus. Oh, and loud music. Loud music. And yeah, if your parents like your music, it's sometimes good. But the idea is to be sticky out here a little bit.
Like a belly button.
Yes, I like innies myself. But right, I don't know what we're talking about.
Neither do I.
I'm right off track.
Right, anyway, but we love music, so.
You like feet as well, don't you?
Sorry?
You like feet as well, don't you?
I do like.
And glass high heels.
Glass high heels. You know the high heels that we girls have with the fish, the goldfish in them?
Very 70.
Yeah, that's a sort
of. How do you get fish in a high heel?
I don't know, I think they're plastic. But I like that, it does something to me. Oh, but yeah, music. Yeah,
my goodness. On the subject of music, let's listen to a musical selection of yours.
Cool.
What track would you like us to play?
Off of what album?
Any album.
It can be off yours. It can be another artist. It can be.
I'm gonna go for. Have you got any Screaming Trees?
Screaming Trees. I'll look for some Screaming Trees.
Cool.
We have our way. I have our ways and means of doing that in front of me, which I'm now calling up. But while I'm doing that, hello to Stuart in Hertfordshire, who's joined us online. He's trying to enter himself for the competition at the moment.
Cool. Trying to enter
him. You can do it, man. You can do it. Just really, really concentrate.
And I'm also going to say hi to Richard as well, who has texted in. We'll have a song by Chapter 9 coming up for you shortly, Richard. In the meantime, what Screaming Trees track are we going to listen to, gents?
I'd go for Sweet Oblivion.
That's a good choice.
Is that okay?
Yes, indeed. I'm just going to scroll down and see if I can find it. This is live radio for you people.
It's really impressive because you imagine like being a DJ back in the 70s. Man, I'm going to go for my vinyl collection, dude.
Yeah.
Where's this? Wait, drop the needle. No, we need a new diamond. Damn, it's so retro. Technology.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is a bit like that. Here we go.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Mark Lanigan.
Hello, Tan.
Doesn't sound like that. It doesn't at all.
This part, it was funny.
Righto. So is it from the album Sweet Oblivion? What track?
The first track, I take it.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is the sound of Chapter 9 here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was called New Breed. We're playing that for Richard tonight. Hope you enjoyed that, Richard. Thanks for joining us. Before that, we heard Screaming Trees and Shadow of the Season, as requested by my guests tonight, Sabiba.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo! Woohoo! We're straight back from Subway. Not. Yes, hey Dan.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Right, yeah.
I want to know if the animal's still about. If people getting his animal thing, I don't know.
The animal thing?
I think so.
What animal thing? Tell us about the animal thing, Tam.
The thing that we were trying to do.
Oh, our quiz.
Yeah, I just want to know if people.
Yes.
If people are really stuck.
Yeah, keep texting in, guys.
Yeah, keep texting in. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Blank a doodle do.
Come on, guys. It's not hard.
Yes.
Natan was not giving you a clue.
Crashing on.
Yeah.
Who would you describe as being your main influences in Sabiba?
Jesus.
I don't know. A lot of back in the day, obviously, it's like your free peace thing. Everyone's like, oh, Nirvana and Kurt Cobain and stuff like that. That's cool. I dig it, and yeah, that's cool. Part of me, but I stem as a songwriter. I love like Robert Johnson, 1930s blues music. That's my thing, and. Just obviously, all music goes back to the blues anyway. But Buddy Holly, Robert Johnson, John Lennon, like a really great songwriter, and Kurt Cobain, he was amazing. I love the way he put his spin on it, and he's really cool. But you know what? It's all about grunge. Put that flannel shirt on, Nick. Put that flannel shirt on and whisk about in that little paddling pool for me. Show me some grunge.
Put your shirt back on, Nick. It's getting uncomfortable in here.
We were debating that apparently we need some bunk beds here at Phoenix FM.
So
yes, Eddie Curry, if you're listening, that's what we need next: bunk beds.
Yes, bunk beds. So much comfort for a band. It's so idyllic because you wouldn't have to go home. You could be sleeping at work.
Yeah, imagine that. Everyone would love to start
Everyone would.
Work.
Yeah. How cool would that be? And what happens if you left your mics on one night and you snore? Oh, I'd be like.
I just hope Destination Dawn had been left up quite loudly. That's our playout system overnight.
Cool.
Okay, right. Crashing on, I think we'd better remind yourselves why I invited you here.
Oh, sorry,
do you want to do a song for us?
Jonah.
Right, what song are you going to do for us next?
This is a little ditty that I wrote when I was in Louisiana. And for all of one day. And it's called The Hot Hat Man. It's... for you little country western folk.
Take it away. Sabiba here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Laying your head, and true false liars are left unsaid. I'm a hot hat man, yeah. I'm your hot hat man. I'm a hot hat man. I'm a hot hat man. I'm a hot hat man, yeah. Manifesting problems lay in your head, and true false lies are left unsaid. I'm your hot hat man, yeah. I'm a hot hat man. I'm your hot hat man, yeah, yeah. I'm your hot hat man. I'm your hot hat man, yeah, yeah. Oh,
didn't start it. How's it feel to be the liar? Burnout lover, feel discarded. Cheers.
Excellent. That is Sabiba, live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled...
Hot Hat Man.
Hot Hat Man.
About being in Louisiana by the side of the road when it's 125 degrees.
Rightio. We do actually have a regular listener who's in Louisiana.
Cool.
Yes, I'm not sure if he's tuned in right now, but hello, Coach Mahaffey, if you're hearing this. So that nice place of yours inspired that track.
I have a friend in Louisiana called Rick.
Rick.
He's very cool.
He's the one you spent that night with.
Rick. I do actually have a friend. He's on Facebook. Rick, he's very cool. Louisiana guy. He's cool.
Stay away from Hooters in Louisiana. There's some strange people.
Yes.
But there's some cool people as well, we should.
Very cool people, man. And it's like... Oh, yeah, they're like, that's living the dream, man. Louisiana. Hell yeah. Or Mississippi. I'm not bothered. Southern state.
Fair dues.
Cool.
On the subject of far-flung locations, or maybe not, what have you been doing gig-wise recently?
Not a lot, really.
Just headlined Glastonbury, so yeah, it was pretty good.
That was under another guy. We called ourselves Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, exactly.
So many people don't get it, Nick, honestly. When I put that mask on...
Another of your guys is, yeah.
I put that mask on, people are fooled by the gingerness. It's so funny. Honestly, people don't know that we actually write all the songs for Mumford and Sons.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so
an exclusive right there, listeners.
Exactly, yeah. So sorry to burst your bubble.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, sorry.
We don't get sued.
Yeah. Yeah. actually, we haven't done a lot lately. Things have been happening and stuff. And what did you say about you?
I've been busy getting pregnant.
Well, yeah. This is
Lawrence, by the way.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Daddy Bear!
Yeah, I'm not quite showing yet.
Yeah, so he's been occupied a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
I've been painting rooms and
whatnot. Yeah, doing the rock star daddy stuff.
Yeah.
But saying that, unfortunately, Adam can't make it, but on the 20th of July, we're doing a gig to raise money for autism called Danfest. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes, indeed. Do tell us a bit more about that. It's a fantastic course.
My good dear friend, Mr. David Pankhurst, he's putting on an all-day event to raise money for autism awareness. And it's going to be really cool. It's going to be 12 till 12. Bouncy castles, face painting. I believe the jiu-jitsu show is the thing's going to be.
Yeah, I think there is meant to be some sort of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and stuff like that. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be really family-orientated.
It's at the Billet in Stanford.
At the Billet in Stanford, yeah. It used to be the Loony Bin Club back in the day, the Lunar Club, you know, or Rainbow's End, whatever it is. Yeah, come along, everyone, bring your families. It's £5 entry. Please come along. We're not playing a Sabiba. We're going to do a Nirvana tribute called Cobain. So, and that's going to be the drummer from Hormone, Simon Foote. He's going to help us. He's been very kind. So we're going to get some practices under our belt, hopefully, next couple of weeks, just to fine-tune it. But, it's going to be really cool. Really cool band. I can't name more. Hilo. Hilo. I love Hilo.
We do too.
Row.
They did a creative session for us.
Yeah. I hope Lee's listening. Lee, I love you. Steve, I love you. You're cool. Man.
For the record, everyone here at Phoenix FM loves you.
Yes,
Steve.
We do. Yeah.
Especially me.
Yes, there are grunge brothers in tow. Hell yeah, very cool, man. So yeah, so Pittle and Danfest. If you want to have me on Facebook, I mean, I know I probably don't know you, but I'm going to be promoted as well on Facebook, so if you need to know what the time is, I don't want no silly excuses like, oh, I didn't know the date, oh, I didn't see the... There's no excuses, really. In today's technology, all you do is get Google up and type in Danfest, and I'm pretty sure it will direct you straight there. So there's no excuses. Thank you very much. I sound like Hitler, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like Hitler, but, you know, I'm just putting a point across.
You didn't sound like Hitler.
Thank you very much.
Ginger Hitler.
Okay, the grudge Hitler.
I think we'd better crash on. We're going to hear another musical selection of yours next.
Cool.
A bit of R.E.M.
Oh!
Yes.
one of our collective favourite bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
R.E.M.
And this is Let Me In.
Oh!
guitar stripped down like butter. Promise that so sweet. We hold out our hands and lift our pants to catch them. Eat them up, drink them up.
It is the sound of REM and Let Me In here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, a live version there. It was chosen by my guests tonight, Sabiba, who yes, they've just noticed that there's a webcam in the studio, which has a slight time delay. So the thing is, you see them do a silly gesture, and then you see them doing it on cam. For those of you who are tuning in on FM, you're not missing much. Although they are all incredibly good looking as well.
Nick, you're so spoiled. We've never been told that, Nick.
I get told that most days.
Wow, you're lucky. I don't. I work with hot, sweaty men. No, that's wrong. I was actually talking about this.
I'm jealous, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think we should tell everybody, though?
What?
That Adam might be an astronaut.
Oh, yeah. Our drummer might be the first drum. I don't know if it's the first drum. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
He might be in. Yeah, he might go to space.
Yeah.
NASA. Never know. Competitions are higher.
There you have it, listeners.
I've got to say a big up to my new job, the lads there, because... they went to see Man of Steel tonight. Don't hear my band on the radio. To go and see Man of Steel. And I was like, actually, that's a good call because it is a really good film.
Okay.
Because it's awesome. By the way, I shouldn't plug it, but it's really good. Go and see it.
And all other films might be just as good.
Yes.
But they're probably not going to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's set a bar, man. You know that bar that Superman raises? It's higher than that.
That's a heavy bar.
That's a heavy bar. But yeah, so all my workers, Sodexo, aka Stroke, Unilever. Yeah, you guys, how you doing? You got this for you guys.
Phoenix FM does support all other companies.
It does.
Sorry. Oh yeah.
Ones who are nice to us anyway.
I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe it.
I'm going to say hello to the people. Hello to them RSR who's joined us online alongside Hell Sluts Heist. Them RSR says hello, boys. Lol.
Hello.
Hello. MRSA.
I don't know what
them RSR.
What's that stand for? Could you ask what it stands for?
Yeah. Let us know what that stands for.
Mr. Sru.
Oh, the Mr. SR. Possibly.
Yeah. Well, hey, how you doing, dude? If you want any...
Oh, the Mrs. R.
Oh, Mrs.
Hello,
Mrs.
Lindsay.
Mrs. R.
It's the pregnant lady.
It all falls into place now. Mrs. R. Yeah. Not Mrs. R.
Not
MRSA.
Yes. Hello, the Mrs. R, a.k.a. Lindsay. Nice to have you along with us.
I only feel slightly embarrassed I didn't figure that out.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. School teachers, eh? Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
Right. Well, let's entertain her and everybody else who is tuned in. She has just said you're all meant to be educated people. Let's show her and all our listeners how musically educated you are, and okay. Play us another song.
Yeah, no problem. Cool. This is another one for our album. Toned down a little bit. It's called "Dancing Eyes." About a special someone. When you love them very much and you do anything for them.
Take it away, Sabiba, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
clap yourselves by all means, gents. Right, and Lindsay, who's joined us online, has immediately put, okay, quite musically educated, I guess.
Cool.
Thank you.
And hi also to Stuart, who's joined us online in Hertfordshire, who's just written claps.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you very much.
Into the competition.
But the answer's not claps.
Claps. Yes, he has entered and he has got the answer right.
Yay!
Oh! Oh, straight to you, sir. Straight to you. Well done, thank you. Thank you for giving us your ears.
And there you go. Where's the place that people can go to find out more about Sabiba online?
Everyone, just go to sabiba.co.uk. That's your one-stop shop to all things Sabiba.
And to get there, open up the internet.
Turn on the computer first.
Yeah. Internet Explorer or Firefox will do.
If you don't have a computer.
We love all web browsers.
Yeah. Yes, other web browsers are available.
Anyway, just so the listeners know, Nick's got Edward Snowden coming up as his special guest. Apparently he's just claimed asylum in Phoenix FM. So that should be quite good. That would be quite exciting.
Yeah, I suppose it should be, shouldn't it?
I think you've just ruined his surprise.
Oops, awkwardness.
I think
by saying those two
right.
Words,
okay, come on, gents. Just choose another song for us to play, so I can have some harsh words with you in the middle of it. What song do you want us to play?
It's a bit Tom Petty. If you got Tom Petty.
Last Dance of Mary Jane.
Oh,
I love that song.
It's a great song. It reminds me of.
I love it.
Does it remind you of your last dance with Mary Jane?
It does, yes. And drugs. And not drugs. I do drugs, kids. Drugs are bad.
Right. Mary Jane's Last Dance, is that?
That'll do.
We just say it backwards.
Away, it's all they see. I was in
It is the sound of Tom Petty here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Mary Jane's Last Dance, and it was chosen tonight by my guest Sabiba.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Yay, yay indeed.
Yay!
And
we're calling from the Space Needle Tower in Seattle.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
I don't know what it is called.
Needle tower.
That big thing.
Yeah, pointy stick.
Yeah, that's where we're calling. That's where Nikki's at right now. Yeah.
Yes, indeed, listeners. we are branching out here on Phoenix.
Yeah, we don't do things by halves, Nikki.
We don't. Indeed. We've obviously taken our cue from Any Colour You Like who were here earlier, because they don't do things by halves either.
Cool.
Righto. Okay, so we have one more live track for us. What track are you going to do?
This is a pretty little ditty. It's called... it's about... a lot of people are going to probably relate to this, whether you're a male or female, doesn't matter. When you're in love with someone and they go away, and it feels like the rug's pulled out from underneath you, and everything goes really bad, but at the end of it, doesn't matter how far along this... it's always something there that it comes out of it and makes you a better person and you learn from it. And I just know that other people feel the same as the way that you do when you're in that situation. So thank you and good night. Thanks for being really cool to us, Phoenix FM, and Nick, we love you lots. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks everyone.
Check our band out if you can, Sabiba.
Thanks.
And Cobain.
Mr. Srur.
Cool.
Take it away, Sabiba, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Suicide Queen. When you're on your own, yeah. Would you have loved me, baby, if the truth had been told? I was 23, yeah, when you left me, yeah. You know what I mean, girl. I could barely breathe, whoa. Could you be my suicide queen, girl? I got Could you be my suicide queen, girl? You know I stay, I'm in. Could you be my suicide queen, girl? I got you under my skin. Yeah, I got you under my skin. Yeah, I got you under my skin. Yeah, I got you under my skin. night.
For the benefit of those of you listening on the radio, Adam picked up the cymbal, took it over to the other microphone where Natan promptly walloped it a few times with his guitar. It was a fantastic moment, and it's basically the equivalent of trashing the drum kit where there's only two bits. Yes, it's difficult. It's difficult to trash the drum kit where there's only two bits of it. But Adam, you made a very valiant effort, so well done.
Well done, Ed. When are you... Oh, damn. Okay.
Is that it just falling over?
Yeah.
Yes, it's just fallen over, listeners, and it's made a loud noise to prove it.
No, right, it's only a £1,000 symbol, man. We can buy them all the time.
I'm sure you can. Well, yeah. If we can suddenly end up in Seattle doing the show, then I'm sure something like that is easy. Right, now before anything else gets destroyed, we'd better do this last bit. Where is the place that people can go to find out more about Sabiba?
Sabiba.co.uk.
and remind us. Adam, it's a family show. Please don't. And remember, Lawrence's missus is watching.
She knows Adam.
So yes,
it makes it all fine.
Just had to get it out of me.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you for listening to us, people.
You're welcome. And if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Ah!
Not like that.
Adam takes things very literally. Yeah.
So I see.
Well, I'd like to dedicate that whole little shindig to my little girl Saren. I love her very much, and anyone who knows me knows I love her. But that was for Saren and my beautiful partner Kerry, because she puts up with me practicing my songs in the toilet when she needs to go to the toilet, because it's the only place I can play where the acoustics sound good.
Kerry, so, we salute you.
Yeah, so big up to, if it wasn't for my wrath, you wouldn't get these songs. So thank you very much, Kerry, for being patient with me and giving the ginger boy a chance. And I love my little girl as well, Saren. I love her.
Adam, would you like to make any shout outs?
I just did.
Oh, okay. My turn. Then.
Okay.
Hello, Lindsay. And hello, the bump inside.
Actually, and I'll say hello, since everyone's doing it, to my lovely wife, Jo.
Oh,
yeah. And
hello, Jo.
One more thing as well. I'd like to also dedicate a performance to Justin Bone Man. He was a very cool person. And sorely missed, so that was dedicated to him and all of his family, and we all love him and think about him all the time. So to Justin Bowman, the big love
going out to you. Sabiba.co.uk is the place to find out more. The future starts here. Sabiba, thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.